Curtis the Gun Doctor will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the Gun Doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour on this Monday, October 14th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I got probably 16 text messages during the break, 16, 17. I don't have a total. Yeah, wait a minute. Unread. Let's just do that. 19 now. Can't believe some of these commercials. It's obvious what they're trying to accomplish. Well, basic theme throughout most of these. Total lies, made up numbers. Don't know the truth, who to believe. China money, China cash. All these other ads that are running right now back and forth. Well, what it boils down to, folks, is policy. I don't care if it's school board, county commissioners, state representative, congressman, U.S. Senate, president of the United States. What you have to look at is where are they on the policies? Donald Trump says he will finish and build the wall on the southern border. There's going to be deportation of illegals, especially the bad guys committing crimes. We're not going to catch and release. We're sending them back. Policies when it comes to corporate taxes, fracking, drilling. Trump says he's going to go back and try to restore the Keystone XL pipeline. And the others that Biden shut down. Become a exporter of energy because we have such cheap energy prices here in America. People want to buy our energy. Our oil. All of the things that Donald Trump basically did when he was president. What he plans to do when he gets reelected. Now, one of the other components, aspect of all this you have to look at is how this will affect the down ballot candidates. Based on recent polling, they're showing numbers are momentum on the side of the Republicans, Trump and Vance versus Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. So, if that holds true, that momentum continues. Trump ends up winning Michigan. Rogers defeats Slotkin. Republicans take back control of the state house. This is a process. And as you look at this process, as you analyze things, this involves numbers. Well, let's look at some of the numbers, some of the polls, some of the things that they're talking about. Early returns are showing that the Dems are turning in their absentee ballots quicker than the Republicans. This is pretty much typical every election, but it's happening again. Democrats across the state are more likely to have turned in their absentee ballots than Republicans who have requested them, according to early returns being examined by Mark Grubner of Practical Political Data. Grubner said he's not reading much into the trend other than to say this has been pretty consistent across the entire state of Michigan. Whether you look at Macomb County, Kentwood, Traverse City, Flyer, Augray, the Republicans are just over one day behind the Democrats on average, but the gap is slowly growing. This past Thursday, 30% of the 1.1 million ballots, likely Democratic voters, were returned. In comparison, 25% of the absentee voter ballots sent to voters were Republicans that voted. So it's slightly 5% down. Grubner said Democrats have tended to turn in their absentee ballots earlier before, but I don't think it's ever been this sharp. We didn't see this, for example, in the primary. In the primary, he said Republicans turned in their absentee ballots at a faster rate and actually outperformed Democrats at the poll in that February election. Well, this fall election, November 5th, the opposite is true. Over 1.8 million absentee ballots have been sent out. If roughly the same 5.5 million Michiganders cast ballots in the 2024 election, that would mean that 11% of the voters have already cast their ballots. Right now, absentee ballots are coming in at roughly 70 to 80,000 a day. A day, absentee voters. But if you factor in the total number of people going to probably vote, they're saying between 5.5, maybe 6 million. Well, about a third or just under a third are absentee. Two-thirds are still voting either 9 days early or on election day. So there's time to get your message out. There's time to get information out. That's the reason they're hosting the U.S. Senate debate tonight, I believe, down in Detroit. Anybody hasn't made up their mind? Well, you're going to get an opportunity to do so. Now, over the weekend, and even on Friday's show, we talked about this with Pastor Chatfield. Governor Whitmer, in this TikTok skit where this far left leaning social media influencer Liz Plank did a parody on basically Catholic communion. Well, she was forced to apologize, where she did not apologize for the act itself. She apologized that if you were offended or you misconstrued the parody is what she apologized for. While the Michigan Catholic Conference wrote her a letter absolutely demanding an apology. Paul Long of the Catholic Conference expanded a statement during a press release. Said it wasn't just distasteful or strange. It is all too familiar an example of an elected official mocking religious persons and their practices. Whether or not insulting Catholics and the Eucharist was the intent, it still had offensive impact. People across the state of Michigan, across the country, have grown tired of and continue to express their alarm at the bar of civility and respect towards people of faith lowering each and every single day. Michigan is a religiously diverse state, includes thriving communities of Christian, Jewish, Muslim believers. The time is now for those in public office, their handlers, and strategists to return to a level of respect, civility, and appreciation for those who have found peace and fulfillment in their life by worshiping their God and serving their neighbor. The Michigan Republican Party took a shot at Whitmer on Friday, with Chairman Pete Hoekstra calling the TikTok video flat-out offensive. He pointed out that the skit came shortly after the presidential nominee declined an invitation to attend the annual Al Smith dinner, a white-tie dinner in New York City to raise funds for Catholic charities. In related news, a pair of left-leaning sites came to the governor's defense after she was pelted for what was routinely described as a weird video. That's what they tried to label Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, some of their positions, as being, quote, weird. Well, they turned it around. Their perspective on things was right-wingers are raging because the governor of Michigan fed Doritos to an influencer. Yes, really? That was the headline. And the thing of it is, it is so interesting, because I have said, and people have criticized me for saying this, this election is not about Republicans versus Democrats. This election is between evil versus good. Good and evil is basically on the ballot. And it's tied to policy. It's tied to agendas. It's tied to exactly what these type of videos, these type of campaign ads, all these things that are being bombarded on us right now is all about. I think the timing of this TikTok video was bizarre. But the interesting thing of it is that she refuses to apologize for is the act. She didn't say, I'm sorry that I did it. That wasn't an apology. She issued an apology if you misconstrued the parody. So basically, it's your fault if you're offended. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
On November 5th, vote for the 6 concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque County Republican Committee.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Got gas reports in. Bob and Petoskey saying gas is at 304 this morning. Way down from the average for this entire year. 340 a gallon average was basically the final numbers that we're looking at here before the November 5th election. But again, it's being artificially pushed down right before the election. Well, in a recent survey, this is a very short story, Friday, Mitchell Research Communications said that 71% of Michigan voters feel that this issue needs attention or immediate action. What is the topic? The national debt. Neither former President Donald Trump nor Vice President Kamala Harris have even talked about lowering the deficit, the national debt, during this campaign cycle. But in doing a short poll, in kind of a somewhat push poll, according to the Committee for a Responsible Budget, former President Donald Trump, during his 4 years as president, approved $8.8 trillion in new U.S. borrowing, while the current president, Joe Biden, approved $6.2 trillion, $8.8 trillion to $6.2 trillion. I may have misspoke and said billion, it's trillion. The current national debt now stands at $104,757 for every person in the United States. In light of this, how do you presently view America's national debt? Here's what the poll showed. 37% said the issue needs immediate attention. 34% said debt is an issue that must be addressed by the incoming president. You add those two numbers together, 71%. 19% said the national debt is an issue but not pressing. And 5% said the debt was not a real issue. Okay. Again, 5% obviously don't know what's going on, but that's what they answer. Poll was done by 809 most likely voters, half Republican, half Democrat, according to Mitchell Research. So the national debt is two different policy agendas on how it's going to be handled. Donald Trump believes that we can reduce spending and also increase revenue to pay down the debt. That's his plan. Cut corporate taxes to 15%, get more companies registered here in the United States paying into our treasury in Washington. That'll bring in additional revenue. Spending to be frozen, basically at its current levels, moving things around like defense monies, foreign aid, other issues can be done to take care of our issues here in our country. That's Donald Trump's vision. Kamala Harris, increase corporate taxes. Well, that's going to see a reduction. By raising it, corporations will leave. That'll cause the revenue to go down and cause the national debt to go up. Basically, it's that simple. But you see, according to the TV ads, according to what you're seeing on TV, she's going to make corporations and billionaires pay their fair share. It's not going to happen. In reality, they will leave. There's even some people behind the scenes, Hollywood actors, sports, huge paid athletes, are already considering changing their residency to avoid these new taxes if Kamala Harris gets elected. They won't say it publicly because that'll go against their narrative to get her elected. But that's the reality of what's really happening. Sean Hannity left New York and moved to Florida. Why? Number one reason, got rid of the income taxes in New York State and the city of New York. Sean Hannity gave himself personally a raise by moving to Florida. It's one of the reasons why Florida has such a high growth of its incoming population versus Michigan, which is losing population. Policy affects people's pocketbooks and affects their decision as to where they're going to live, where they're going to pay taxes, where they registered their corporations at. And again, you have to look at the ads through that, I guess, sense of preview as you're looking at them, as you're looking and analyzing. This is what you have to be asking yourself. More importantly, you have to get the information out to your friends, family, coworkers, and getting them to vote, understanding these principles. If they understand process, if they understand policy, maybe, just maybe, they'll vote the right way. That's it for hour number one. Short break. Top of the hour news. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it.